The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, we're nearly there. Christmas is only days away, but we couldn't leave you without a Christmas tune, as performed by our best friends in our Pause for Thought special.
I don't get presents anymore at Christmas. Everybody else buys presents for Sky. So when they come round or when I see them at Christmas, it's, oh, here's a present for Sky. She's got probably about 5 or 6 tuggies, and she really loves cuddly toys, so she's probably got about 6 or 7 cuddly toys as well. And I know she'll get more for Christmas. She's got more toys than anybody. And she's but what I buy her is she has fish jerky tiddlers, or she has fish skins, dried fish skins. And those she really likes because they make a big noise when you crunch them. And she seems to like making the noise with them as much as anything else.
I do not treat the dog as if it's a child or a human being. It's the same old for them. None of these special treats and things like that. You know, they don't need it. All they need is your cuddles and love. I mean, I think sometimes people go far too over the top and far too silly in their behaviour.
My guide dog, Kerry, I think she's bought enough through the year, but I did say to my partner only a few days ago, shall we, I mean, this is very simple, shall we put a great big red ribbon round her neck? And he thought that was a very good idea. And she's not a great lover of toys, but she does love soft toys, particularly soft toys with a squeaker. So I intend to go and buy her 1 or 2 new toys that squeak.
What I'll be getting my guide dog, Ella, for Christmas is a wubba. It's a egg-shaped toy with a long tail, and as you can hear, she absolutely loves it. After 6 months of her playing with the current one, it's really showing signs of wear and tear, and we'll be having plenty more squeaky fun in the new year.
I don't buy my dog Zodie anything different. She'll have her bone that she has maybe once a fortnight bought from Wilko's, or he may have one of them, but it wouldn't be because it was Christmas, just because it fell in with that, you know, weekly or fortnightly bone.
I don't generally really need much of an excuse to buy presents for, well, Joyce now or Bliss when I had her. But if I do see something in the shop that I like and it happens to be near Christmas time, I will get it. I will be strict with myself and resist the temptation to do what I always do, which is to give them to her a lot earlier than that.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.